Good evening, Professor Dawkins. My name is Thomas Silikowski. I come from Thomas Jefferson's University.
Here to ask you a question.
Richard, atheists have a PR problem. They are among the most distrusted minorities in the U.S. Many people equate atheism with immorality and pessimism. They ask, what good has atheism done? Atheism is so cold, I don't find any comfort from those who do not believe in God. Some have attempted to answer these criticisms with new life stances, such as humanism or the Church of Reality. They assert there will not be widespread apostasy until there is a replacement for religion. Sam Harris says, we must find ways of meeting our emotional needs that do not require the abject embrace of the preposterous. Further, he says, we must learn to invoke the power of ritual and to mark those transitions in every human life that demand profundity, birth, marriage, death, without lying to ourselves about the nature of reality. So my question is, what is your view of that assertion that there will not be widespread apostasy until we find a replacement for religion?
Yes, thank you. That's an extremely interesting question. If it is the case that people find consolation and comfort in religion, then I'm not in the least surprised, but note that that doesn't in any way imply that religious beliefs are true. What is comforting and what is true are two entirely different things. It's important to get that out of the way first, because there are people, I'm sorry to say, who can't tell the difference between that which is comforting and that which is true. If you don't see the point, imagine a doctor telling you you're absolutely fine and after you've got terminal cancer. There are people who would wish their doctor to lie to them, but those people who would not wish their doctor to lie to them should not be sympathetic with the idea that religion has value simply because it is comforting or consoling. Now, the question that quotes Sam Harris, as, by the way, I strongly recommend his books, The End of Faith and Letter to a Christian Nation, both utterly brilliant books. Sam Harris says we need to replace the various roles of religion, comfort might be one of them, ritual might be another, rites of passage, marriages, funerals, and so on might be another. To the extent that humans do need ritual, public meetings to signal things like births, marriages, and deaths, I don't see any reason why we shouldn't put on secular equivalents of the religious ceremonies that mostly dominate our life at the moment. I have myself organized one secular funeral for a very dearly loved colleague, indeed to many others. What we did and what was normally done is to obviously dispense with all prayers, but you retain music, you retain poetry, you can have readings from the deceased person's favorite books, eulogies by people who knew and loved the deceased person. This is not difficult to arrange. It has the smack of sincerity about it in a way that prayers, which are after all the same prayers for everybody, regardless of who they are, the smack of sincerity comes from the fact that they're individually tailored to the individual who has died. Whenever I'm into religious funerals, which have an element of the non-religious about religious funerals, which include eulogies, which include the deceased's favorite poetry, etc., I don't know about you, but my experience is that the prayers fall absolutely flat, whereas the eulogies and the poems are intensely moving. My wife even says, thank goodness for the prayers. They're the one thing that stops her from crying and keeps her amused, rather than being sad about being philosopher, the much loved dead person. The questioner is absolutely right in his preamble when he says, at least in American society, atheists are the least loved, least respected major group. That's something that's got to change, because atheists are far, far more numerous than most people realize. And that's mostly because they won't come out of the closet. It's obvious that in an intelligent, educated audience such as this university, I stress this university system,
thank you very much.